There are five final miracles that Jesus performed from his cross. They were recorded by Matthew in these few verses to remind us that Jesus is powerfully able, even from the cross and even to this moment, to touch our lives. As Jesus hung on the cross of wood for you and me, first of all, look at verse 45. He touched the sun. Do you remember what Jesus said? He says, I am the light of the world. And if you follow me, you won't walk in darkness. So at the moment when the world was most against him and crucifying him, Jesus turned the lights off to underscore the fact of who he was. Have you ever thought about why this amazing detail is recorded in God's word? On the fourth day of creation week, the sun was born from the hand of Jesus Christ. Remember, Colossians 1, John 1, 1 John 1 all say that he is the creator. He is the one, as Hebrews 11 says, that made from nothing everything. But on the fourth day, the thermonuclear furnace at the core of the sun was lit, and Jesus flung it off into space to warm and light the planet on which he was going to create humanity on the sixth day. And so the sun, for all the 33 years or 12,235 days of Christ's earthly life, that sun shined down upon its maker. The sun knew its creator and knew that it was fulfilling its purpose as it lit the planet for which God had brought it into existence to do. The sun watched him heal and restore ruined lives and deformed bodies. On grassy hillsides, the sun watched as thousands were fed. And that vast solar furnace that flamed to life from Jesus' hand then began to look down as one day those other created parts of creation, humans, began to kill the creator. The sun is 864,000 miles in diameter, 835 quadrillion cubic miles of intensely hot gases. In fact, at the very core of the sun, it is 25 million degrees. Now, 25 million, 25,000, you know, I mean, doesn't make any difference to us. It's just beyond our comprehension. But I'll tell you this. If you took one piece of the core of the sun that was the size of a Cheerio or your fingernail, if you had a piece of the sun that size and you brought it to Grand Rapids, it would kill every single one of us in this room this morning with the heat that tiny of a piece was radiating from an hour away. That's how vast and intensely powerful that thermonuclear furnace is. And yet, Jesus Christ, with just the weakness of that crucifixion, reached up, snuffed it out like a birthday candle. You know, there's no human explanation for the sun going out. Eclipses last 7 minutes max. This was 3 hours. There's no other explanation other than the light of the world flicked it off. And so that darkness was overwhelming, and it was unexpected for those at the cross, just like it will be. Jesus is going to do this again in Revelation 16:10 at the height of the tribulation hour. He's going to flick the sun off again. And it says that the earth is going to gnaw at themselves in pain because of the impenetrable darkness that will descend upon this planet. In Genesis, the first thing Jesus did at creation was say, "Let there be light." And the work of creation was done in the light. But from the cross, he reached up and snuffed out the light because the work of redemption was so horrible. And God, turning his back on his son, was so awesomely a reverent moment that God said, "I don't want anybody to see this." And so Jesus turns the lights off, and no one saw what happened. Well, the crowds had heard the Sadducees and Pharisees during Christ's ministry call for a sign. But Jesus says, "I'm not going to give you any sign except the sign that was given through Jonah the prophet, and he talked about his resurrection. But it's amazing, his disciples heard him say this. Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I'm the light of the world, and if you follow me, you'll not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. And how true that verse was at that instant that the light went out. As the songwriter has well written, the darkness that comes when the light of the world is gone must have been horrifying to those people. Here's what the songwriter said. Well, might the sun in darkness hide and shut her glories in when Christ the mighty maker died for man, the creature's sin. Well, at his birth, the creator placed a new star in the sky. And at his death, he reached up and turned the sun off for 3 hours. What a mighty miracle. What a sign to mankind that they were murdering their maker. So Jesus, as the light of the world, first reached up and touched the sun.